Howdy, y'all. So on the next episode of Ricky's Big World, we gonna spill all the tea. Who said I can't have no chicken? You don't tell no Southern child that he can't have no chicken. I know you lost your mind, Roxanna Janahanna.
Back in the Pizza World caverns, behind the test ovens, and in reality next to the bathrooms, it's Ricky's Big World.
Roxanna Jana, when you do that clapping thing, I just love it. I love it. That's hi, and welcome to Ricky's Big World. We are here in the Pizza World. Oh, my.
Oh, we made you a small one.
What is this?
We have so much Alfredo. We have so much food.
Look at that. Can you see that? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Trying to start a show, and then all of a sudden, they're going to he brings this.
We have a spread.
We got this beautiful pickle pizza.
Yeah, it's called the Big Dill.
Called the Big Dill. And then we got some...
On thin crust.
On thin crust. And then we got some cheesy sticks. So... Is this the Alfredo?
It is. It's the shrimp Alfredo pizza that is on our traditional dough. It is available for a limited time only. So if you miss it, then you got to wait till next year.
I got to try this. Is this
yeah, you've never tried it.
That is so much better than I thought it was going to be.
Everybody's like, ew, pickles on pizza.
No, pickles on is a little bit bigger. Not the main course, though.
What do you think? Does it taste like a deep fried pickle, like I said, dipped in ranch? It does.
It tastes like a deep fried pickle dipped in ranch. I'm shocked at how good
you
this is.
You thought I was lying.
I did.
I know.
I'm even getting these pickles in here. Anyway, so what are we talking about today?
Well, you mentioned some stuff about your new car. You had to get a new car.
I had to get a new car. Okay.
We should talk about that.
You don't want to know why?
I do.
Okay.
Tell us the whole story.
So I had bought this truck. I won't say what kind of truck it is. But it was a 2004 truck. And when I first bought it, I didn't realize how much work it needed. I thought the price was good and everything else. I actually overpaid on this truck. So I take it in, and it was wobbling all over the place. And I needed a new rack and pinion put in. That was $1,600. Then I needed the cam phasers fixed. That was another $1,600. But nobody else would touch it except for one mechanic in the area. And so I went with them. I've been with them ever since. But moving forward, all of a sudden, what about a year later, I think it's been? Or was it 2 years I've had? Sorry. Anyway. So I get, I take it by and they're like, Ricky, look here, this truck is on its last leg. The pole thing is actually, you know, it's not getting the power it needs. It's dying. And you've already put $10,000 in repairs in this $4,000 truck you bought. You get that?
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. So I decide that, okay, fine. So I go looking around different vehicles and didn't like anything. On the way back to the area, I decided that I'm going to go stop at this one car dealer's. And I looked at this car, and I really liked it. And then went back on a Saturday, and the price was unbelievable. And I kept thinking, why is this car that inexpensive, right? And come to find out, it had the lemon law attached to it. So evidently, the first person who owned the car had an original manufacturer problem, and because it took them either 3 or 4 times for them to actually get it fixed, then they slapped the lemon law on it, and they can't sell it for it because nobody's going to hardly buy it for the full price this thing is worth.
Right.
And so I wound up walking away with this beautiful Audi for less than $10,000.
Totally out of your wheelhouse. I feel like that was like a left field.
Do I look like an Audi driver? No. I'm not refined. I don't hold my pinky up. I mean, I can't take it in the woods.
I kind of remember part of this story from a while ago. And I think there's one thing that you're leaving out about...
What am I leaving out?
Wasn't there a sticker?
A sticker?
I, for some reason, remember like a sticker...
On what?
Was it on your truck? And they gave you extra money or something for your truck?
Oh. Okay, all right, you want to bring that up. All right. So I had went to, all right, on the left and right side, you know where the emblems are that says the name of the truck on the sides?
Yeah.
Or another vehicle? I had went and I bought these metal plates that go on. They just stick and peel. And it said Redneck Edition. And they gave me an extra $1,000 just because of that. And that, because they liked that much that they gave me more money on my trade-in.
I love that.
And I was like, are you serious? And they were like, yeah, we love that. So somebody's going to take it out. You know how much I pay for that? $8.
Worth every cent.
That's the best investment. You know what? And I do stocks and bonds. I buy stocks and everything else. That's the best investment I ever had.
That's awesome.
So, yes.
I think you need something for your new car that's similar.
I was going to put Redneck Edition on that. On that Audi.
Oh, were you?
That was good. You want a piece of pizza?
I do.
You want a piece of pizza? Okay, hold on.
Look at how fancy you are.
Why am I fancy?
Well, I thought you were going to use that. But
I am. Oh, okay. Hold on there. So we're gonna. Would you like a piece of pizza?
I'll take a
pickle pizza.
You're like, do you want half of
them? No. Okay, there. Perfect. All right. So that's it right there.
I'm so surprised you love it. I'm glad.
I'm actually surprised how much I like it, too. So, it's... This right here is good.
Mm. I like the cracker thin crust. I think it adds to, like, the deep-fried pickle vibe. Like, that crunch.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking. I'm chewing. Mm.
I like, so fill the space while I eat.
Mm-hmm.
Fill the space while I eat.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... I've been enjoying the car. It's been a great car. I have no problems with it. And I drive 76 miles round trip every day from my house working and back. And so my gas mileage has been phenomenal. Before that big old truck, I was getting 14 miles to the gallon. And it takes 20 miles just to get here from my house or more. Maybe no, it's 36 miles from my front door to work. And so the mileage difference in this new car that I got, or new to me, because this is a 2011, okay, is ridiculous because I get over 30-something miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
And now, granted, the repair costs are a little bit higher, right, but...
It's a fancy car.
It's fancy.
It's fancy.
It's fancy. Hold on.
I knew you were so fancy.
Ding!
I love that.
All right, so yeah. So, the car is great. Insurance is still low. But I've been hit twice since I've had it. I had one.
That's unlucky.
I'm not playing with y'all. If I got hit one more time, I was going to get rid of it because it's got bad juju on it. So I was driving at the mall and behind it, and there was this car that was like right next to me. And it was going this way. And all of a sudden, it decided that it's going to turn into the parking lot that's right next to the right of me. And just went, boop, hit me, ripped straight down the line of the front door, ripped the front off everything. Oh, it's like $8,000 worth of damage.
I feel like you have the most interesting car stories.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay, well, hold on. Get this. That was on August 12th. Then, either November or December 12th, I got hit again in the rear. And the lady actually left the scene, threw her insurance information at me, and said, she said, I got things to do. And drove away.
I got things. Don't we all?
I'm like, okay.
I got things
so,
to do.
I called Popo. And Popo came, and he was like, she did what? I said, she just drove away. And then... her insurance called me up and texted me everywhere talking about, hey, could you help us out? No. Talk to my insurance. Could you tell us what happened? Your client revved up her engine and hit the rear of my car. That's what happened. Self-explanatory. Okay, well, could you call us and let... No. Talk to my insurance company. What is this mess? So, that's the twice I got hit. And then Jennifer, she got hit on the 12th of yeah, because I got hit the second time on November. She got hit on December 12th. So 12, 12, 12.
That's crazy.
Now, like I said, if I got hit one more time with that car, I'm giving it away. I have to spray some sage on it, do some voodoo curses, and, just say goodbye. I can't have it no more.
Do you know some voodoo curses for it?
Oh, yeah. My grandmama was a Santerian. And she knew voodoo, and I know how to do some stuff. Give me some fried chicken, I can tear up somebody's life.
Remind me not to mess with you.
It's crazy. It's great. Because when I was a kid, I remember we went to the bank, and because she had to get some money out of the bank or something like that, and I remember going to the bank, and she goes in there, and the lady kind of treated her like mess, right? Didn't treat her very well. And then she, the bank manager comes out, he does the same thing. And all because something happened with her balance, whatever. Grandmama, next thing I know, she's like, you know what, baby, don't worry about it. So we left, went home, and she went to the house, closed the doors into the room I wasn't allowed to go into. And all of a sudden I hear, all sorts of, shaka laka laka this and boom booms, bam bam, and all this other mess. Okay. And 2 weeks later, we go back to the bank. There's a note on the door of the bank that says closed for the funeral because the bank manager was in a terrible accident and the brakes failed with the car going down a hill. And I said, Grandmom, she said, we don't ask questions, baby. We don't ask questions. So, yeah, her power was real.
I'm not messing with you.
Hmm?
I said, I'm not messing with you.
No, because you got that karma thing. I can't sit there because what I do is if I have bad thoughts, which I rarely do, then what I do is I do
a pretty happy dude.
I do three things positive to make up for that one thing negative. So that's it right there. All right. So that's that.
We're going to have to do an in-depth episode of your family, probably multiple episodes of your family. I'll put it on the schedule. We'll get to it.
Is that what you're gonna do?
Oh yeah.
We're gonna get to it because you don't want to know about my family. My family is raw.
Your ghetto. Family is so interesting.
And they're mafia.
That's you mentioned that last episode. Just a hint.
What did I say last time?
Just that.
That they're mafia and all that. I gotta try this. Can I try this? This is the
shrimp Alfredo.
Shrimp Alfredo. Look at that. How beautiful that is. Can you see it? Do you want a piece?
Yeah, I'll take a piece. Why'd you get a fork out?
Did they cut the thing?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did.
Like people are going to judge you for using a fork with pizza.
Well, I mean, judge away. Okay, just judge away. Would you like this? Would you like some of this? If you don't want none, then don't, okay?
I feel like people are very particular.
Here, grab some of the grit. Just grab it. No, just go ahead.
People are very particular.
Well, I'm trying to eat
about
my food.
How they eat pizza.
Give me.
I feel like everybody has their own way, especially you. You have a very unique way of eating pizza.
Normally, I pick the toppings off my pizza first, but all right, huh?
Ghosting.
Oh, boy. That is delicious.
It is so good, right?
Let me pick from the napkin stand, microphone stand.
You're so fancy here.
I'm fancy. That's right. All right. So.
This is so good.
You had mentioned that you wanted to hear the story about the cheese.
Yeah. You mentioned it in passing one time, and I haven't heard the complete story. And since we're on the topic of cars, I think it's perfect.
Well, hey, we can do that. All right. So here's here's what happened. So my cousin was actually driving to a kid's birthday party, and he happened to have like so many pounds of the spray cheese, and I'm not going to say the name of the brand, but anyway, unless you want me to,
I think it's up to you.
Okay, all right, anyway, so it was Cheese Whiz. So
why do they have so much?
he had these like massive amount of Cheese Whiz, because every kid was supposed to got a bottle of Cheese Whiz as part of the birthday party, right?
Oh, it's like a favor?
Yes, as a favor, because they had all these other snacks and everything else, like, here, just throw them at them and let them do their own thing.
Okay.
So he gets a flat on his way over there because he ran over a nail or something. Anyway, it was on the side of the tire, which normally you can't even patch that. You got to buy a brand new tire. So he calls me up. He says, Ricky, he said, I don't have anything for my tire. I'm out of flat. And I said, well, I'm like 30 miles away. I can't get there in time. And I said, what do you have? And he started naming off all this stuff. And then he said the Cheese Whiz. And I said, oh, tell you what. Take that Cheese Whiz and you start filling the tire up with the Cheese Whiz. And when it starts going up a little bit, you know, take some duct tape, slap on the side, and wrap it around from the outside in, right? From the outside of the tire into the rim and come around, right? So he didn't believe me that it was going to work. Guess what? It worked. He filled that tire up. He got it over there. It still maintained some air in it, or cheese. But he said the problem was, is when he was driving over there, there was a trail of Cheese Whiz on the road all over the place, and raccoons were coming out trying to eat Cheese Whiz that was hot, stuck to the asphalt. And so,
I can imagine, like, driving down the street, being like, what is that on the road?
The car bleeding Cheese Whiz. So then when he gets to the kids' party, they have dogs, and they're over there trying to eat the tire. So he gets it to, you know, the auto place. They changed the tire out, and the auto place actually took video and pictures of it, and they kept that tire as a remembrance of what happened with that thing. Hold on. I need another piece of this pizza. That was so good. I never thought it was going to be that good.
Yeah. I know, because the way you looked at me, and you were so disappointed when I was like, do the big deal. You're like, I don't know.
The dominant food on this is pickle, so I would not have thought it was going to be a good.
Fair.
But when you said it tastes like fried pickles with ranch dressing, they didn't lie.
I'm telling you.
I got to finish my other one. The shrimp Alfredo.
I know. That one's so good. I'll be sad when it leaves.
Why would it ever leave?
We do it for Lent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But cool. It'll be back. If you miss it, then it'll be back next year. Just anticipate its return.
See the shrimp?
Yeah.
For those who can't see, because it's gone, you know, audio only. I'm making a mess. I'm like a child. I'm making a mess over here. All right.
That's
so,
the beauty of being here and this podcast.
Oh, did I tell you about what happened to my Auntie Wig's car since we're on car subject?
No.
That Auntie Big Toe hit it?
No.
Do we even talk about Auntie Big Toe and Auntie Wig's?
We did mention them a little bit. So they are introduced to who they are, and like Auntie Big Toe's speaker, or like, I was
going to
say finger toe.
Auntie Beto got a pterodactyl
yeah,
foot.
That's
okay, that's her foot is big. All right.
Yeah.
And she got this big old toe. It's just
yeah.
Huge. She can't wear no toe ring. She wear bracelets on the thing. That's how big it is. So, hold on. So, Auntie Wigs owns a wig shop. And she charges a lot of money for her wigs. Well, she went out and paid cash on a brand new Cadillac.
Ooh.
Now this
fancy.
This was, it's a 23. She bought it in 23. And all of a sudden she goes out there and Auntie Big Toe has a big old like Oldsmobile Brougham from like 1980 something. Huge land yacht. She goes outside and the car is like real close to her Cadillac, and there's a dent on the side. Or not as well, back side. And she's like, Heifer, I know you did not just run into my car and then back up again. And she's like, no, you did not just sit there and accuse me of nothing. So next thing you know, they're having this big old argument. She's not going to pay for the damages. She's blaming Auntie Big Toe, and it just becomes a big old thing. And then my Uncle Pork Bottoms decides to get involved after he told me not to get involved because that's women's business. And so he want to get involved because he wants the bro-em. He's been wanting that bro-em for a while. Well, they finally kind of got it, you know, kind of resolved a little bit. And then Uncle Pork Bottoms got into it one more time, and it just caused a huge mess. I love this environment that you can hear what's going on in the environment.
It's so unique compared to other podcasts. I feel like we're like a nice hybrid between like a radio environment and a podcast.
Well, exactly, because we're sitting in Pizza World, the restaurant, and normal everything is going on surrounding us.
The owner's just about to make some more ice come out of the ice machine. It gets a little clogged.
Normally he blames me for touching it. I didn't even touch it today
at all. It gets a little clogged during our lunch rush because we have quite the lunch rush with a lot of kids from the local high school. And so it gets a little clogged. So in the afternoon, he comes out here and fixes the ice machine.
Mm.
So if you hear it, that's what's going on. Just our daily ritual. Do you like the crust on that shrimp alfredo? It's so fluffy.
Y'all's crust is phenomenal to begin with. And you're right, because I mean,
it's so fluffy. It's my favorite thing.
Is it?
It is our crust, yeah. I think crust but, makes or breaks a pizza.
But I also like the thin crust. Thin crust is fantastic,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, for sure.
So. I'm sorry. I'm really eating.
You don't have to be sorry. That's the whole point. They signed up for this.
Oh, my goodness. Lord, have mercy. All right, so.
I'm sorry. You guys are the most amazing.
I had to call in and talk to Auntie Wiggs and Auntie Big Toe about this. And I got them to rectify it, the situation.
Look at you.
One pay half, the other one pay half.
That's reasonable.
It's reasonable. But, come to find out, across the street had cameras. And they had video where it wasn't Auntie Big Toe who smashed into the car. It was one of the clients that went there to buy a $5,000 wig and tapped it and then left.
Oh, my goodness.
And they said the way the video was, it looked like that person did not realize they had tapped it. And so Auntie Wiggs has not apologized about that yet. And this just happened. And so Auntie Wiggs is like, she saw the video. But Auntie Wiz is like, okay, well, and Auntie Big Toe is like, no, you owe me an apology. She's like, no, you owe me your money for half of it. She said, but I didn't hit the thing. She said, oh, we already agreed. And she said, well, that's your client. Why don't you get her to pay for that? And but then I lose a customer. She said, you're about to lose a sister and a car. I'm going to blow it up. You got to remember, these women are in their
70s. She's serious.
And she ain't blamed.
Yeah, she means everywhere.
They both been to jail. They both have a record.
We need a family episode.
Man, I'm telling you what. Now, what was it else that you wanted me to talk about too? Because you brought up something.
You're going to be doing Kyle's wedding.
Yes. So, Kyle, explain who Kyle is while I eat.
So, we are a family-owned business in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and we all work in the shop. We all have our parts to play. The owner,
do you work here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, in the back, I guess. My dad and my stepmom are owners of Pizza World, and then my youngest brother is the corporate chef.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up with these amazing recipes. Not all of them. Some of them come from corporate, but he does quite a bit.
Mm.
And then my other brother, he is a general manager here. His name is Kyle. And it's truly family-based. Mm-hmm. So he's in here most of the time. He works the night shift. My dad works the morning shift. And we love Ricky enough to sponsor his podcast, but also to invite him to DJ the wedding. It wasn't my...
That's not called my work. Wedding. That's not invite me to the wedding. That's called working the wedding.
It's not my wedding. So.
No, Kyle did come to me. He was like, I would love for you. This was in October, maybe. He came to me. And he's like, I would love for you to DJ the wedding. Now, I'm a radio host for radio station here in the area. And I told him, I said, I've never DJed a wedding before.
You haven't?
I've never DJed a wedding.
That's what surprises me. I feel like you have. I don't know. You just have like a presence and you're on the radio. I feel like somebody would have asked you.
I've never DJed a wedding. So I've been to weddings, I've seen it, but never done it. Awesome. So, you know, and usually I'm too busy behind the microphone at the radio station to do things like that. Plus live events over there. Anyway, point is he asked, and I was like, well, you know, let me find you somebody else who has experience, because I would rather somebody do it right, because since I've never done it before. So I contacted my buddy, and of all days, throughout the whole year, he's going to be in Vegas doing his own thing. And I was like, well, explicit word. So and I called Kyle back, and I said, hey, look, you really want me to do this wedding? He said, yes. I said, all right, I'll do it. He said, how much? Mm-mm. You're like family. I'll do it for free. I said, you feed me? We good. I'll do almost anything you feed. So, I was supposed to meet him Tuesday so we can go over the music and what he wants to do and everything else, but I wasn't able to go. So, we messaged each other talking about, hey, you know, get a schedule, what you want, what kind of music you want, get it to me, and we'll just do all that. Because the wedding is coming up.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a game plan? I'm interested, like, what kind of stuff are you going to play?
Well, if it's my decision, it's going to be stuff from the 70s and 80s and all that. Now, he loves Dave Matthews Band, so it's got to be some of that.
I feel you.
That, you know.
Just because he's my brother, I do not share the same.
I mean, no, I like Dave Matthews Band.
I do, too.
But
not as much, though.
He wants to hear it 24 hours a day.
Yeah, he loves Dave Matthews.
And so, you know, it's his wedding. That he ain't paying for the DJ.
Are you going to be all fancy? Getting a tux, or what are you doing?
I haven't decided yet, because I am a double-leg amputee, as most people know, and I enjoy wearing shorts and showing my legs off, that I can walk really well. But, you know, this is a wedding, not, shorts is not appropriate. I was brought up in the Southern Baptist Church. We do not wear things like that to, you know, a special event that's holy, like a wedding. And so, because my grandmama told me up one time when I went to church one day and wear some shorts, and she pulled my little shorts down and tore my behind up and made me walk all the way back to her house, change into some slacks, and walk all the way back. I was 7 years old. She didn't care. She said, you don't be coming into the house of God dressed like a hoodlum. No. Amen. Spank, spank, spank.
So you learned your lesson.
I learned my lesson. So... I'll probably wear something, but, you know, the focus is the bride and the groom, so we can't be outshining the bride and groom, right?
So it'd be easy to do with your personality.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can outshine them with my leg. I mean, I put some WD-40 on it, shine it up real quick. So anyway, so I gotta get with him, because the date's coming up real quick.
Yeah.
And figure out what's going on with what he wants to do, and what does he want to hear, how's his schedule going to go, you know, what's he want to hear for the, if they seem non-traditional.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to want to do the first dance as a married couple and all that sort of stuff. You know how it is.
Are you going to get out on the dance floor?
Do I look like I had the body to be moving like that? If I started dancing and I went to the right, my fat would go to the left.
I mean, the whole point of the reception is to dance and have a good time. I just was wondering.
No,
I mean,
my chunky self. No, I am not getting out there dancing, make no fool of myself.
You're not going to do a little two-step or something up at the DJ?
No, I'm gonna take my legs off, and I'm going to sit there on my chunky self, and I'm gonna just sit there. Okay, there is no is Ricky going to dance? No, Ricky's not going to dance, like I said. We can't have him fat swaying all over the place, hitting the little children and, you know, all this other stuff. And plus, I sweat. And do you realize when fat people sweat, what happened? We sweat Crisco. And so if I'm walking one way and somebody's walking behind me, they're going to slip and slide right on down the aisle and they ain't going to be them. They're knocking over grooms and you know, little bridesmaids and everybody's crying and chin snot coming out their nose and everything else. And it's not going to be pretty. So, no.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Now, did that answer that question?
I think you did.
Me again if I'm going to dance at the wedding. No.
All right.
That's it. All right. Shame on you. You're in timeout.
It's a wedding. That's one of the
but things. It's not mine. I did that.
You don't, I mean, people dance at other people's weddings all the time.
Not this one.
No.
No. I'm trying to save you people. And you're not paying attention, are you?
Fair enough.
So you done got
me
all.
I'll stay far away so I'm not, like, part of the domino effect. I keep going back to the big deal.
You know what? You're right. I just noticed that myself. You know, it got cold, and even cold is good, which I love cold pizza anyway. Straight from the refrigerator?
I think pizza at any temperature is just fine.
Well, something about the pickle, it's actually better, or it enhances it as it gets cold.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
I know what you'd like. I know what's good.
You don't know me.
You can't even admit it.
We talked about the shrimp Alfredo at first.
Yeah.
And I was all gung-ho, because everybody's been telling me about how wonderful the shrimp Alfredo is.
Which it is really good.
Y'all, excuse me, I got manners. I don't want to talk with my mouth full, but... So, then all of a sudden they pushed that on me. I wanted the pickle one. They pushed the other one on me. So, now I got both of them. Mm-hmm. So... How's yours?
Amazing.
Is it amazing?
Amazing. Okay. The Big Dill is one of my favorites.
How are you?
But I really love the shrimp Alfredo too. It's only here for a limited time or so.
I had a coworker, and that's all he ever talked about when you come over here.
Pizza?
The pickle.
Oh, the Big Dill.
He loved the Big Dill one.
You know, a lot of kids like that. We get a lot of kids that order the Big Dill.
Well, I was the chunky child under that Thanksgiving table that grabbed a pickle jar of juice and started drinking the juice out of it when I was a kid. So I love pickles, too.
Yeah.
And so I can see why children would be loving the pickles. Yeah, now, when the eyeball comes sinking into the back of the forehead because all the sodium in it, don't say nothing about your child, you know, passing out. Because mine sure did. I remember I was sitting there, I was drinking it, just drinking and drinking. All of a sudden, I felt my left eye. And my left eye was like, okay, I think it's retreating to the back of my head. So it was that, and then you know, it felt like your teeth gonna fall out and everything else. But this is good.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, that's the cool thing. Like, we get to sit here and talk about you and your life, but we also, at least the two of us, get to enjoy some really good food in the process. And hopefully, people are listening to us either on the way to work or during their lunchtime, and they get to, you know, have some food or.
You don't know when we're going on the air.
Yeah, we're going on the air on Mondays. I mean, people listen to this all the time. Monday morning, they'll be posted, but they might wait till the afternoon, maybe lunchtime, so they can eat with you.
Yes, sir. Can we help you?
I had
a piece of the shrimp Alfredo, which is great, but I'm really enjoying this pickle pizza.
That's for real?
Yeah, I'm surprised myself.
Me too.
Hmm?
Because I was going to bring out some chicken for that.
Oh, he said the C word. He was going to bring out
what you
chicken.
Mean you're going to bring out chicken?
I was going to bring out chicken, but I don't know.
What kind of chicken?
Maybe
like just chicken
episode,
chicken?
We can bring out chicken.
That's okay. Oh, yeah. You said you can't
mm-hmm.
have chicken.
Who said I can't have no chicken?
I didn't.
You don't tell no Southern child that he can't have no chicken. I know you lost your mind, Roxanna Janahanna.
I just know that we're coming to the end of this episode.
Well, that might be the end of the episode, but don't be telling folks I can't have no chicken. You're about to see somebody lose their damn mind.
Fair enough.
I'll stand down.
You in timeout. Hold on. What'd you say? You say you're going to give me some chicken.
I said I was going to eat it send a couple pieces of chicken through just to ease your pain.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Don't you ever dictate to somebody not to give me no damn chicken. Do you hear what I said? Nah. Did you hear what I said?
Fair enough.
Against my religion. How dare you?
I'm sorry. I will never.
I got to pray. Hold on. Come, Lord Jesus, and all that's holy in the air, please do not take this one too early, because she has a purpose in this world. And please allow her to learn a lesson that chicken is holy, and that we will never say that you cannot have chicken to a southern child. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Bless every whatever. All right, there.
It's a cardinal sin. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I need
chicken first time bottom.
I need a moment.
I hope they heard that.
What did you say?
He said chicken through first time bottom, which means he just put in your chicken into the oven.
What's the lingo? What is it?
Chicken through first time bottom. So chicken has to go through twice, and it's in our bottom oven versus our top.
That's fascinating. Chicken through first time bottom.
Mm-hmm. So that we know how many times it's gone through in what oven.
That's good. My mama actually, when I was a kid, she worked three jobs, put food on the table. And two of those were restaurant jobs. And she would come home with all these lingos, you know.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it.
I love that, I don't know if it picked it up, but I love that we can hear it. Like the atmosphere and everything. Like, we're gonna learn. You and I are gonna learn so much, because even I don't know all the lingo.
Yeah, because I tell you what's really wonderful is when you're sitting here. And I don't know if the people can see this, but if you look past my shoulder, there's the toilet in the back, and people be coming out of it flushing the toilet. Well, we love hearing that.
I think the intro to your podcast explains that.
Well, you guys were the one talking about that was going to be my office in the studio.
Yeah.
No, I will say this.
Trying to find a place that would be perfect for you.
The toilet's perfect for me. Go ahead, explain this one a little bit more.
That's not what I bet. And to be fair, this is our family table. This is the table that we use as a family and we always occupy. And so we decided that this would be the best. And it just so happens that you're behind the test ovens.
That's wonderful. Yeah, thank you so
next
much for not putting me in the bathroom next to the urinal.
I mean, do you want a whole office? We could. The acoustics are probably pretty good in there.
I tell you one. No, ma'am. And what you going to do? Bring me food? And no.
We're trying to make this as homey as possible, because at some point we're going to get a neon on-air sign for above you. And then don't forget, we're going to be carving your name into the wood.
You should turn that camera to the wood. Let the family see it. You want to see it, family? This is what they're gonna do. Okay. Do you see it? Can you see it?
Yeah.
They didn't even moisturize it or nothing. And what are they gonna do? Take the fingernail and just write my name in it?
Yeah, we're gonna put your name into the walls.
You gonna put my name
in the
wall?
You'll be a part of this place forever.
Is that right? Okay. Well. Until that happens, I ain't seen it yet. Y'all been talking about it for years now.
It'll happen. Maybe we'll do it during the podcast or something.
During the podcast?
Who knows? We're okay with noise around here.
Yeah. I'd rather not hear if toilets flushing while I'm trying to eat my pizza, though, if that's okay. And is my star back there? I haven't even looked.
It is.
Is it back there?
Your star is back there.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you're a movie star.
Oh, that's for another episode on that one.
We'll have to talk.
I don't know about a movie star.
We'll talk about it next episode.
You sure about it?
Yep. I checked the schedule. That's what we're going to be talking about.
See, funny thing is it's called Ricky's Big World, but I'm on her schedule, not mine. All right. It ain't got nothing to do. In fact, she just presented a big old schedule thing. She said, this is what we're doing. This is what we're talking about. Don't even try to change it. You hear me? It's set in stone. That's what you said.
I didn't say it was set.
And your forehead said it. Your lip didn't say it, but your forehead said it.
One of the things we talked about was, do you want to switch these topics?
What did he say?
He goes, she was a difficult child, Ricky. See, this is the thing about having your family in the
restaurant. That's her daddy that just said, I believe in daddy over you. I do. I believe. I bet you were. Just a horrible child. You laughing, but I mean, I'm bleeding.
I have no comment.
It can't be worse than me, you know, stripping off all my clothes at 5 and running down the neighborhood. So, you know, that's how that is. But that's another episode.
We're going to have to add that to the list.
Yes. Well, look here. That's another episode of Ricky's Big World. Hope you guys enjoy. Please come back. We're going to leave the front door open. Bye.